welcome you in the name of the Lord. We'll bless you, Lynn. Welcome you. I believe there's a communion service this afternoon. Is that correct? Yep. So we'll just announce that, and if any others come in, and we'll be sure they know that. Brother Peter, would you mind coming and opening prayer this morning, if you'd like? He does. Let's just bow our heads in prayer as he comes. Welcome our Lord here.
Lord, I thank you that our voice is no excuse for not praising you, Lord. And Lord, I just want to commit ourselves, Lord, to you this morning. Commit each one, Lord. Those that sing, those that play. Lord, those that are just here to hear from you. I pray, Lord, Father, your blessing on us in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's sing "I'm Pressing on the Upward Way."
I'm pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day, still praying as I'm onward bound. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up by faith on heaven's tableland, where love and joy and light abound. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. My heart has no desire to stay where doubts arise and fears dismay, though some may dwell where these abound. My prayer, my aim is higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven. Plant my feet on higher ground. Beyond the mist I fain would ride, to rest beneath unclouded sky. Above her's tomb, no peace is found by those who dwell on high. Grateful heart from
praise the Lord. I don't think I can go that high, Sister Pauline. You know, that's what we want, though, isn't it? We want the Lord to lift us up by the promises in His Word, I believe, that we can stand above the things that we face in this world. You know, we're not under them. We're above them by His grace. Let's sing number 43, Come and Dine.
Jesus has a table spread with the saints of God afed. He invites His chosen people, come and dine. With His manner He doth feed and supplies our every need. Oh, 'tis sweet to sup with Jesus all the time. Come and dine, the Master call is come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude turned the water into wine. To the hungry call it now, come and dine. The disciples came to land, us obeying Christ's command. For the Master called to them, come and dine. There they found their heart's desire, bread and fish upon the fire. Thus He satisfies the hungry every time. Come and dine, the Master calleth, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude turned the water into wine. To the hungry calleth now, come and dine. Soon the Lamb will take His bride to be ever at His side. All the host of heaven will assembled be. Oh, will be a glory sight, all the saints in spotless white. And with Jesus we will feast eternally. Come and dine, the Master calleth, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude, the water into wine. To the hungry calleth now.
Let's sing the chorus again.
Come and dine, the Master calleth, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude turned the water into wine. To the hungry calleth now, come and dine.
What we come for this morning, and He's able to meet that need, whatever it is. Let's sing number 57. Mine eyes have seen the glory.
Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trampling up the vintage with the hands of breathless Lord. He has loosed the frightful light, the terrible sword. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah. women, the watch was of 100 circling ten. They have built him an altar in the evening twos and ten. I can reach his light as soon as by the tin and bearing men. His days marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Sounded forth the trumpet that shall never soon retreat. He has sifted out the hearts of men before his judgment seat. Oh, be swift, my soul, to answer him, be to me in my feet. Now God is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Beauty of the lilies, Christ was born across the sea, with the glory in his bosom that transfigures you and me. As he died to make men holy, let us die to make men free. While God is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah.
I have an item this morning from Brother Charlie. Was there going to be any others this morning? Okay. Well, we'll have one more and then I'll ask Brother Charlie to bring his item. Let's sing, O Lord, Send the Power Just Now.
The upper chamber, and they're all with one accord. When the Holy Ghost descended, as was promised by our Lord. Oh Lord, send the power just now. Oh Lord, send the power just now. Oh Lord, send the power just now. And baptize everyone. Yes, this power from heaven was given with the sound of rushing wind. Tongues of fire came down upon them as the Lord said he would send. Oh Lord, send the power just now. Oh Lord, send the power just now. Oh Lord, send the power just now and baptize everyone. Yes, this old time power was given to the fathers who were true. This is promised to believers, and we both may have it too. Oh Lord, send the power just now.
Praise the Lord. You may be seated at this time. Thank you, Brother Charlie. You know we can have an Australian item too. No? I need to be more pushy. It works for some people.
Lord.
those who will tell you you won't make it. They've been caught up in a world of unbelief. So don't listen to the words that they are saying. Just smile and tell them, my God has made a way for me. I know my God has made a way for me. I know my God has made a way for me. I'm not lured by what I hear, and I don't live by what I see, because my God has made a way for me. There are those who will tell you your faith is foolish. They've been blinded and their hearts have been deceived. So don't listen to the words that they are saying. Just smile and tell them, my God has made a way for me. I know my God has made a way for me. My God has made a way for me, and I'm not lured by what I hear, and I don't live by what I see, because my God has made a way for me. Because my God has made a way for me.
Praise God. Amen. God has made a way for each and every one of us. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So now we're going to ask the Lord, we're going to, Lord, cover us. Oh, there we go. Oh, wait, hang on. Hang on. I'm going to just sing this. Yeah. Okay, here we go.
Lord, cover me, my Lord, purify my heart, sanctify my soul, cover me. Jesus, the name that I adore, take me in your arms, drench me with your love, cover me. I come and bow down, Lord, laying at your feet, clothed in your glory. It's your face I see. Unto you I surrender. Lift my hands to thee. Come, Holy Spirit, cover me. Lord,
Cover me, my Lord. Purify my heart. Sanctify my soul. Cover me, Jesus. The name that I adore. Take me in your arms. Drench me with your love, cover me. I come and bow down, Lord, laying at your feet, clothed in your glory. It's your face I see. Unto you I surrender. Lift my hands to thee. Come, Holy Spirit, cover me. Come, Holy Spirit, cover me. Amen. God bless.
Would you mind coming and bringing these prayer requests? What a blessing. Praise the Lord. You know, each just very blessed to have talent that you can give back to the Lord, you know. You can come and read these yourself, Brother Bill, just so you don't ask me what they said. Thank you, Brother Charlie and Brother Tatu. We really appreciate that.
I just came out. I thought, what would the scripture be if Timmy asked me to pray? And I then Mari just had her book open to Ecclesiastes, and it was just a scripture that I had shared with the children on Friday at Bible in Schools, Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 9, and we'll go down. Two are better than one because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fall, the one will lift up his fellow, but woe to him that is alone when he falleth, for he hath not another to help him up. Again, if two lie together, then they have heat, but how can one be warm alone? And if one prevail against him, two shall withstand him, and a threefold cord is not quickly broken. I just thought, you know, that's like even just us bringing these prayer requests before the Lord now, standing in the gap for these people, eh? And last Sunday, we were all prepared to come to church. Auntie Ro was going to leave Rotorua early and come down to Toko, and I got up about 6:30, and it had been a heavy rain all night, and I got up and I looked out the windows, and on the right-hand side of our driveway, it was just a lake. It's often a lake after heavy rain, but it was a huge lake, not like we'd never seen before. And on the left-hand side, the same. And so I rang my friend who's also in civil defense, and I said, John, I think we should go for a drive. So there was water all around the place, and we went right down to the wharf end, and it was like what they said, you know, like how the earth had just opened up, and it was just, even though it was all coming from the top, it was just all coming off the hills in Tokomaru Bay down into people's backyards and stuff, but that was all right. But when we got back to just near where our house is, it was just incredible. I remember I had a nanny from Tikitiki. She was a widow for 70 years because her husband had died in a upoko way, and then I saw what it was. So this tree had fallen across the creek, a macrocarpa tree, and all the debris had banked up against this tree, and the water just built up, and then it just broke and went right down the valley from our place down into Tohumaru Bay, just spilled over everyone. I think there's about six houses that are, what do you call it? Have had silt and mud and water go through them. Their sections are filled with mud, and two or three other places that where the water came up. And so we rang Auntie Ro and said, well, we won't be going to Gisborne today. And we just spent the day helping our neighbours out, you know, where it says to. And we had really prayed because we had listened to Howard's message the week before about the lighthouse being a light. Let our light so shine before men that they may see our good deeds and glorify our Father. No glory for us, but just all glory go to God. So we just spent a couple of days helping our neighbours and our friends clean up. And, you know, we were blessed. And even our good friends who it had come all through their section, I wanted to say to them, because they were feeling pretty broken, I said, you fellas should go around to our other friends where it had gone right through their house. And they had lost different stuff. But anyway, no one lost their lives, which was nothing short of a miracle, because when John Corporal and I got back to where his driveway is, we saw this car just bobbing down the creek like a little matchbox toy, bobbing. And we thought people were in it, because there's some Gisborne people, they don't know the coast roads, and they were trying to drive back to Gisborne through this water, and the water was about as high as this on the road. And this car, Portrait White in his car, just got carried out to sea. And these other fellas who were helping, two caravans and a container, just picked up like little matchbox toys and taken out to sea. Someone saw the caravan bobbing out the river and out into the sea, and next thing it just sunk down. So it was a pretty amazing time, but you know, God was good, and we've had some opportunities just to encourage people and pray with people and things like that.
I need glasses. She doesn't like me using her new glasses. Because my head is thicker than hers. Please pray for my wife's special prayer request for the very needy soul here in India, Brother Moses. I like how he always contacts us every week. Bless you, bro. Brother John Drake is a very dear friend. They lived in Cloverdale before moving to Kelowna several years ago. We had a lot of fellowship together. He got a massive brain tumor several years ago and went through many operations. I think it was in remission, but has returned. So barring a miracle, he has little hope. Only in the Lord is there healing. That's from Paul Frangos, yes. June's brother. Please pray for the Deborah Walker family in Brisbane for the homegoing of their mother and wife. Oh, wow. Sister Deborah into the presence of the Lord this week. Special prayer for her husband, Brother Gary Walker, who depended so much on her for his physical condition. And also pray for our dear sister Joyce Thompson being Deborah's mother. Yes. Yeah. Sister Doris Yip has health problems. Pray that the Lord will bring a healing. Unable to attend service at the moment due to sickness. Pray to the Lord for our sister Moiruru. That's your sister, your natural sister. For the Lord to heal her leukemia. She's believing. That's a good thing to be doing, because God can do it. Like we heard about that lady in Kalgoorlie the other day. Hey. Remember, we were going to pray for her, and then the message had already come through that some of those melanomas had been healed. Let's continue to lift up Israel before their Lord, to keep them and anoint them in all of their decision making, and to encourage them regardless of their enemies which are currently attacking Israel right now. The Bible says, they that bless Israel will be blessed. Amen. Israel is the apple of his eye. Thank you, God, for the many answered prayers he's met for us all. Who's got one? Who's got one answered prayer? Bro? Good health. Amen. And there are many unspoken prayer requests. All of us got one? Amongst the body of Christ, which we want to bring before him today, God will answer every one of them if we doubt not. Anyone else got anything else here? Yep, Jan? Oh, yeah, so these people, you know that fella, Caleb Arthur, big tall Pākehā boy who has come a couple of times? His father died on Thursday morning. He was healthy, bro. He came to our house one day, and he was healthy as anything. And then just since then, it's like just a series of things after things after things. But just before he died, he wrote on a little piece of paper. That he asked the nurse, he couldn't talk, and he wrote on a piece of paper, "I've gone to be with the Lord. Family, I'm going home to the Lord." That's the last thing he communicated with his whānau. So we want to pray for their family. That woman's been left with 6 kids, is it, Jan? 7, but 6, yeah. Anyone else, June? Yeah, that's right. That came through that she's sick. We'll pray for her, Sister Lynn. Anyone else? Does he now we need prayer? Yeah. Okay. Lord, we just want to come before you. And it says two are better than one, Lord, because one falls down, then there's someone. Even old Lynn being back here from Adelaide, Lord, just to help her mum out. That's that the fulfillment of that scripture, Lord. Just two being better than one. Help her mum up, Lord, and just encourage her and be there to minister to her. And even for Sister Moiruru, Lord, just having her whānau here too, Lord, knowing that they're upholding her in prayer. And all the many prayer requests that are here before us today, you know the needs, Lord, much more than we know them, Lord. And you know the answer. The answer's already on its way. But, Lord, we just have to trust in you, like that lady said, just believing. Moi, that was Moiruru. She's believing, Lord. And that's the best place where we can be, is just believe. Believe in you that you're more than able. The God who created heaven and earth and everything in between and who sustains everything that's going on here is more than able to meet every need, every prayer request that's written on this phone, that's been spoken out this morning, or that's in the heart, the secret places of the hearts of our precious brothers and sisters here this morning. So, Lord, we pray that you would just turn your ear towards us, incline your ear to us, and hear the cry of your people, Lord, for the needs that are before us this morning, Lord. And, Lord, we look forward to the answer. When we receive the answer, and we can say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for hearing your people. In Jesus' name, amen.
Let's sing number 187, Such Love. What did I mention again? There's communion service this afternoon as well, for those who can. Then God should love us in the such as I should learn to change my sorrow into bliss. Till he had planned to bring me nigh. How wonderful is life, my dear. Such love, such wondrous love, such love, such wondrous love that God should love us in his Son. How wonderful is love. So freely in this game, although it meant his death on Calvary, it never yet meant I'd find no relief than love divine that ransomed me. Such love, such wondrous love, such love, such wondrous love that. Yeah.
such as I, how wonderful is that like this, that for a roof or ask of such as I, the Father fled, the Savior fled, and I redeemed. Such love, such wondrous love, such love, such wondrous love, that God should love the sinner such as I. How wonderful is love like this, and now he takes me to his heart. Such love, such wondrous love, such love, such wondrous love, that God should love. How wonderful is love like this.
Amen. Let's sing number 212 and then I'll ask Brother Howard to come. I believe God.
I believe God, I believe God, ask what you will and it shall be done. Trust and obey, believe the men say, I believe God. And if you want salvation now, when the Holy Ghost will come, trust and obey. I believe God, I believe God. Ask what you will and it shall be done. Trust and obey, believe the men say, I believe God. And if you want salvation now, and the Holy Ghost will come, just trust and obey, believe the men say, I believe God.
Amen. You may take your seats. Thank you, Brother Howard.
Who loves the Lord?
Amen.
You know, the devil's job in the last days, it's in the Bible, is to wear down the saints. So if you feel weird down this morning, you can sort of fear, you know. Just remember it's the enemy that does that. But we have the victory already bought for us from the Lord Jesus Christ. So don't look at me, don't look at the church, don't look at yourself, look to Christ. Hallelujah. So may he grant that to us. Back to our reading, Brother Bill, I love that reading. About two going and walking together and being in bed together and all that sort of thing. I've always known that from a long time ago. Even when we used to travel overseas quite a bit, I said to my wife, I always like to go with somebody. Because Jesus sent them out two by two. I tell you, that's paid off many times. Sometimes you're not feeling too good, you got your buddy to help you. Or whatever, you know, you're tired or whatever it is. So I just thank the Lord that that scripture was written for us to observe and to do. It's always good to have somebody with you. Never go alone. You got more protection. There's so many areas that we could go into, but enough to say that the Lord's always with us, but he's also given you brothers and sisters that can be with you too. Praise be to God. So it's good to be here. And you're loving the Lord?
Amen.
Are you happy?
Yes.
Do you have joy?
Yes.
I'm glad to hear that because that's what we're going to speak about is joy. Some people don't have joy. They go around like a coffee pot. That's no good. We don't want to be coffee pots. I don't know what the other pot is. It's happier pot. A teapot? Is that happy? He's got a more of a smile, yes. So I just pray the Lord will bless us today. Just thank God for Brother Moses in India who wrote, actually I meant to bring it, but I'll bring it sometime. He wrote a whole list of testimonies that we've been praying for. Wonderful answers of prayer and healing of tumors and everything. He said, Brother Howard, you people are also responsible because we know you've been praying. And the answer prayers have been coming back has just been wonderful. Real miracles. So who believes God's a miracle-working God?
Amen.
He's never changed, and we've just got to believe him, and we've just got to trust him. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. So we welcome you all here today, and appreciate everything that's been done. A lot of work's been done in the background of the church, which is really good. Brother Tim's been very good. If you see him walking around like he's walking around a whole lot of cranes and everything... we've just got the zooms on the cameras going now, and these services, as you know, are going out live. When people listen to us now, you're hearing us live. So it's a real blessing, and we appreciate all the brothers and sisters who are responsible for that. I was thinking also, Brother Bill, about prayer requests. It's good to mention to those online, if they have something right now, just to take it to the Lord and say, Lord, I believe that you will do it for me. Hallelujah. So I wonder if we could stand for the reading of God's word. And I want to read from Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 10. It's good to have Sister Lynn here, an old faithful soul. She was born here, but she's been in Australia probably longer than she was in New Zealand. And she's a real blessing to the saints over there. She's a go-doer, get things done girl. So thank you, Sister Lynn. It's nice to have you with us. Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 10, which says, Then he said unto them, Go your way, eat the fat, and drink the sweet, and send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy unto the Lord. Neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength.
Amen.
What is your strength?
The joy.
That's excellent. You're listening. That's wonderful because that's our point. And I pray that it's God's point and he'll make it clear to us. So let's pray. Lord Jesus, we come to thee, loving Lord, our Savior, our wonderful King, our healer, our comforter, our provider, Lord, our joy giver. We come to thee, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, and we pray, Lord, that you'd speak to us through your precious word. This morning, Lord, we just remember all those joining with us at this time around the world that you'd bless them too, Lord. Just remember the Adelaide saints whom we love. We pray that you'll bless them as they gather a little later. May you bless them in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Help us, Lord. We pray for the unction and the anointing of the Holy Ghost to be upon each person, including the speaker, in Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Sister Maria, those speakers are meant to be up there, but the courier failed. They didn't bring them, but they will be there next week, Lord willing. We're putting speakers down there which are going to be very clear for everyone down the back to hear, and I think it'll be very, very successful. Thank the Lord. Just little wee ones, but boy, they got some punch. Praise be to God. So we want to speak about this morning, the joy of the Lord is your strength. We read it from the Bible in Nehemiah. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Now when God says something, it's true. If he says the joy of the Lord is your strength, it is. You say, well, I'm going to get some strength from something else. I'm going to go on a diet or something. That's all right. But brother and sister, the joy of the Lord is your strength. So we want to speak about that today and pray God will bless it. And the joy of the Lord is a very important attribute to be in our lives. It's an important thing to have. You can't manufacture joy, whip it up, and make out you're happy. Clap your hands and all that. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about an inner joy that is so wonderful. The joy of the Lord gives you strength. I used to say when I was a young preacher, we do spiritual cartwheels. You see kids going across doing spiritual cartwheels because they're happy and they're fitting. But brother and sister, the spiritual side, we need to have the joy of the Lord. There's a lot of power in joy. A lot of power in joy. And joy is one of the fruits of the Spirit as well, so we must remember that. And this joy is different from human joy. Human joy is, oh, I'm going on a holiday. That's not the joy I'm talking about. It's a form of joy. It's human joy. But it's circumstantial. It's linked to circumstances. So people have joy because something's happening. You're all happy and joyful because you're going on a holiday. And then when you go out, you get 4 flat tires. You lose all your joy. I don't want that sort of joy. I want joy that's with me 24/7. Who wants that sort of joy? To be in there, not worrying about circumstances. Praise be to God. So happiness, people mix up joy with happiness. I'm happy. But happy depends upon something happening. Happiness is only good as long as something's happening. But when the happening stops, you lose your happiness. But the joy of the Lord is our strength. So the greatest blessing of the Holy Ghost joy is that it gives you strength. Now, I just want to read you a quotation here, which says, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The joy of the Lord is our strength, isn't it? That's our strength. That's how we live, is by the joy of the Lord that's in our midst. So do you agree that the joy of the Lord is our strength?
Amen.
You know, brother, sister, scientists could probably prove it, you know, do tests and find out that is true. If a person has real joy, they have strength. No strength. No strength often shows this is a lack of joy. That's just the reverse. No strength in you often shows there's a lack of joy. A person that's full of joy, they have joy, has an abundant strength and purpose. Now, I believe there's a great lacking of joy amongst the body of Christ. When we look around, we see great lacking of the joy of the Lord. Instead of believers having the joy, they carry a great burden. And they're tired. And they're worn out. You know, brother and sister, when the joy of the Lord was on the people, not too long ago, over in the Welsh Revival, other places, when the joy of the Lord was upon them, they had so much joy, they didn't even go to sleep at night. That is the truth. They stayed up all hours of the night waiting on God. And people walking past those houses looked up and there's fire. This fire looked like the houses were on fire, but it was the Holy Ghost joy of the Lord. Do you believe that?
Amen.
That's what we want. We don't want to be stiff and starchy. We want to have the joy of the Lord, brother and sister. And it's wonderful to have. May God grant it to us even this morning. You say to people, are you a believer? They say, oh, I'm trying to be. That's trying to be a believer. No. When God comes to you, you are full of the joy of the Lord to know that your sins are forgiven. Amen. And that if you died this afternoon, you're going to heaven.
Amen.
That should give us all joy. If you don't have that, you can't get it. But some people walk around, as we said before, with a coffee pot face. There's no joy. You know, sometimes you go in there and, oh my, you just want to walk out again. I'm not being nasty, but some people are so like little thunderclouds. They don't have any joy there. It's sad. It really is sad. But God can help them. I believe he will. They have great difficulty smiling. And they even have trouble clapping their hands. One time I was overseas and I was watching these people praising the Lord in Europe. And I was feeling really good. I don't want to mention names or even give hints, but there's a brother standing there. And he was clapping hands. He was like this. I wasn't inspired. No joy. Hallelujah! Praise the Lord! Instead of this, they were actually hinged. There's no joy. So I just really felt for them. I really did. So this is not the will of God that we should have no joy. For he has given us the joy. Not just joy, but joy unspeakable. Who wants joy unspeakable?
Amen.
Hallelujah. When the Holy Ghost gets a hold of you, if the Holy Ghost comes down here this morning and touches your heart, you'll have great joy unspeakable. It's real. It's wonderful. And I want it. Who else wants it?
Amen.
You like it, Sister Roberta? You want to have a joy up in Ruatore too? You can take it back with you. Amen. So I'll read from 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 7, which says that the trial of your faith, you will be tried, being much more precious than gold that perisheth. The trial of your faith is very precious. You need to be tried. Yep. You got faith, God wants to try it out. And precious as gold that perishes, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen, you love, and whom, though now you see him not, yet believing, you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. God wants us to have joy. Now, I'm not going to say here, hey, you need joy. Get some joy. That's no good. Remember that in Israel, they were in the Babylonian, down by the river of Babylon. Remember last week, we spoke about they down by the river of Babylon, and they hung their harps up on the olive trees, the willow trees. And Brother Peter was telling me, imagine the grand piano hanging on a willow tree. And all the guitars and everything. But you know what? The reason they couldn't sing was because the Babylonians were saying to them, sing! Come on! You're our prisoners, you do as we say. Now get happy! Because they said mirth, which means joyfulness. Sing with mirth, sing with happiness. Be happy! Rejoice in the Lord. Come on, you can do it, you can do it. That's not the joy I'm talking about. When the Holy Ghost comes down, you don't have to be encouraged. It's there. That's what I want. Praise be to God. Thank you, Lord. So the body of Christ has lost something, saints, absolutely. And let's be frank and honest. In my 50 years as a Holy Ghost-filled believer, I've observed the church of God has gone backwards with the joy. Even in this church, maybe not in this building, but when we used to have other buildings, there was great joy. We used to come to church and sing for an hour. We used to sing for an hour. We didn't need a song leader. The presence of God was there, and people were worshiping and singing in unknown tongues, and it was perfect harmony. Who wants perfect harmony? That only comes by the Holy Ghost. So, brother and sister, we need to get back to that. We don't see the sweetness and the love and the joy that we used to see. Yeah, Brother Branham made this statement, when your joy becomes the Lord, and the Lord is your joy, you can't stay away from church. I'll read it again. When your joy becomes the Lord, and the Lord is your joy, you can't stay away from church. Then you're getting somewhere. The church was in better shape 40 years ago for the coming of the Lord Jesus than it is tonight. Way better. So he noticed in his time how the church had gone downhill. They were closer to God then. They had more God among them. They had more spirit among them than they got tonight, he said. Now, sure, we have battles. Does anybody have battles here? We're battle scarred veterans. But we still have a song in our heart. Hallelujah. Now, Israel went into battle singing. Now, listen carefully. This is Bible. This is what happened often. When Israel got the troops together and the chariots and the horses and the bowmen and the men with the swords, and they marched to war. You know what happened? They had the choir leading them. The choir was singing and praising God as they went towards the enemy. And the Bible says that God sent ambushments, and the enemy was destroyed. Oh, let's read this in Chronicles, 2 Chronicles 20, 21. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord, and that should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army, and to say, praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. And when they began to sing and to praise the Lord, the Lord sent ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab and Mount Zion, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. The choir went ahead. So maybe we need a choir. Who wants to join the choir? 5, 6, I got one down there, praise the Lord. But seriously, brother and sister, what it is, there's got to be worship and praise. If it's not there, there's no power and no strength. So I think that was a really wonderful thing. God arranged it to go out singing. Here comes the Israeli army. Praise the Lord! Praise the Lord! Let's get them. But when they went out there, the Lord destroyed them. Who believes the Lord can destroy your enemies? You need to sing and praise God. Get a song in your heart. Start thanking him. Brother Keith's not a, what we would say, a flash singer. But you know what? He loves the Lord. And Brother Keith, I heard you singing over there in the hall, and you were singing in tune. So it's already there. It's there. And brother and sister, when we sing unto the Lord, we sing from our hearts. Hallelujah. So that's the most important thing. Praise be to God. Now the joy stealers. What's stealing your joy? What is robbing the bride of Christ of her joy today? What are the joy stealers? One reason is we've moved away from the simplicity that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. We can get it back to our loving Lord and what he has done for us at Calvary. You glad he died for you?
Amen.
You glad that he's given you faith to believe it?
Amen.
For without faith, it's impossible to please God. In 2 Corinthians 11:3, Paul says, I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. We've just got to keep that simplicity and love relationship going with the Lord for what he has done for you. Now, instead of the revelation of the word bringing joy, you know, people say, I got a revelation of the word. Hallelujah. Praise God, brother. And you folks out there, listen too. I got a revelation of the word. Instead of it bringing joy, It has brought great debate. The killer. It's a joy stealer. That is the opposite. So that is the absolute truth. That we have turned to knowledge. I just want to be in love with the Lord. Who just wants to be in love with him? I would just like him to walk in here and come down and talk to us. Who'd like that? And he's here. Who believes the Lord's here? He's right here. He said, two or three gathered in my name, there am I in the midst. So he's here, the Lord Jesus, and he can do anything he wants to this morning. Praise be to God. And so we see, instead of joy, it's brought a strife amongst the people. The children of God have become confused and disillusioned. In 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 3, we read, if any man teach otherwise and consent not to the wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which is according to godliness, he is proud, knowing nothing but doting about questions and strifes and words. Therefore cometh envy, strife, railings, evil surmisings. So we see, I just want to read that from the Amplified Bible because it brings it out pretty good. These people, they're puffed up with pride and stupefied with conceit. Although he is woefully ignorant, he has a morbid fondness for controversy. Some people just love to fuss and to argue about the Word of God. I don't. Farewell. I'm not going to be a part of that anymore. I used to once. Have a debate. I'll show these brothers where they're wrong. I was wrong. And I confess it. I was wrong. The strife about words, which result in and produce envy and jealousy, quarrels and dissensions, abuse and insults and slander and based suspicions. That's from the Amplified Bible of that scripture we just read. So it doesn't have very good fruit to follow it. Everybody has become a teacher. It's amazing. You meet some people that they're full of it. They got all the answers to everything. Sometimes I think I haven't even started when they start talking. Trying to convert everybody to see their way. And in doing so, the joy of the Lord has been replaced with strife and discord. I'm just saying this is one of the joy stealers. Oh, maybe we don't have too much of it here, praise the Lord, but I'm just saying it anyway. Often people are more interested in being right than having love and joy for one another. In 1 Corinthians 13:2, we read, and though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all, not some, all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I can remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. So just give me love. I'd rather have love than have all that stuff. I want the real love of God to be in our hearts. Praise be to God. Because the church has lost its joy, it's become weak. We don't have joy, we become a weak church. Even if our doctrine is 100% correct and we have no joy, we are weak. The Bible says the joy of the Lord is your strength. And we have no anointing, love, and joy as it should be. It says here, a quotation here, that's what's got the church in trouble today. There's too many educated preachers without being born of the Spirit. Men and women like to listen to intellectual speeches instead of the preaching and power of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. That's what got us into trouble today. We need God-called men that's filled with the Holy Spirit. That's where the world's got so tangled today. It's that too much intellectual preaching. Instead, the Spirit-filled church is worshiping in the Spirit. Who wants to be worshiping in the Spirit? Hallelujah. Brother and sister, we don't want a whole lot of mumbo-jumbo. People get up and, oh, really? Praise be to God. God has shown me this wonderful revelation. You know, listen, just give me Christ. Hallelujah. Give me the Spirit of the living God. The joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord is my strength. I want to know His presence is here. I want to see Him touching people and healing people and saving people and filling with the Holy Ghost. Oh, you see so much of it. It's awful. There's so many prophets in the world today. You get on the internet, there's so many prophets, more than 400. The 400 prophets, you know, I took them down and killed the lot. This is what the prophet did. Brother and sister, we don't want anything false. We want the real thing.
Amen.
We want the joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Do you know that one, Brother Charlie? You do. Well, you just sing it shortly. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Because that's the word of God. You know, Samson, he played around with things he should not have. Samson did. The minute Samson done that, he lost his joy. And he lost his strength. And he lost his eyes. See, when you start playing around with the wrong things, you're going to lose your vision. You're going to lose your strength. You're going to lose your joy. Don't do that. The church today has done the very same thing, I believe. In doing so, we've become divided, weak, and very, very little joy amongst us. Yeah, we do have joy here, and I praise God for it. But you know what, brother, sister, I want more of it.
Amen.
I want the real thing. I want the joy of the Lord to be so full in our hearts that we love one another. Young people wonder what's wrong with the older people. They do. What's wrong with the old people? Many have slipped into the world while the older ones debate their doctrines. I know what I'm talking about. Maybe not so much here, but I've seen it in the past. They're wanting to know why the young people are slipping away and they're arguing all the time about doctrines. Listen, we just need Jesus Christ in our midst. We just want the lovely Lord Jesus to be here and to fill our hearts with joy. So I want to warn this generation that God is able up to raise another generation that will receive the Christ. Raise them up and be able to worship and demonstrate their love for the Lord. God did that in Moses' time. Get another generation across the land. From all the 2 million that came out, two crossed over. I want to be there. Who wants to be there?
Amen.
Above everything in this world. Keep us humble, Lord. Keep us simple. So may God grant that to us. And the Bible says that the happenings of Israel are for our learning. So that we see the demonstration there. They came out under the message of a mighty prophet, Moses. They saw the signs and wonders. They saw the Red Sea open. They saw the pillar of fire by night and the cloud by day. They saw those things. You haven't seen that, but they did. There we go. But only two made it of the original group. Those under 20. That is a warning to us. We never get casual about it. We say, Lord, I want the joy of the Lord to be in my heart. Who wants His joy this morning?
Amen.
May it grant it to us, Lord. Now it says here, now to you people that want to renew the joy of your salvation. Somewhere you've lost joy. This is Brother Branham speaking. Somewhere you lost joy. Think back to what you did. Did you neglect the prayer meeting? Did you? You don't answer me. This is what he's saying. You neglect the prayer meeting. Neglect reading the Bible. Neglect praying at your home. Asking the blessings at the table. Can you imagine Christians not giving thanks at the table? I don't care where I am. In a restaurant, wherever, we bow our heads and we thank God. He said, don't do that. Oh my, that's so unbecoming to a Christian. No matter where you are, bow your head and pray. Don't be ashamed of him. Pray anywhere, see. And everywhere you left that joy, whatever weeded it out, what little root of bitterness came in. He says, take hold. Just hold on to Calvary until you're satisfied. Every portion that God promised is satisfied. That's right. Get right down to business. Who wants to get down to business this morning? We've got to get down to business. It's nothing about me saying, it's what you want to do. It's what you are going to do. Don't say, oh, I'm going to do it. You do it. And that's why people go around mournful. You're a Christian. Oh, I'm trying to be. When you get to business, God will get to business. When you get to business, God will get to business. When he says that you mean business, he will mean business. You see what happens? People say, oh yes, I must do that. That's right, brother. How am I going to do that? But you've got to get into business. You get down to business and ask God to say, Lord, I'm just saying one thing and I'm doing another. Not good enough. Not good enough, my brother, sister. And God will get to business, he said. It'll be up to you now. Just claim these promises to you. Confess your sins. Go right back to where you left him. People have left the Lord and wonder why things are going haywire. He goes on. Go right back to where you left him and there you'll find him again. What caused you to lose your joy? Find out where you lost it at. Go right back there and say, Lord, I'm sorry, I'm starting right here. Find out where you left him. There's a reason you lose your joy. It doesn't just happen. There's a reason for it. Where did you lose your joy at? Wherever you lost your joy, wherever you stopped serving him, go right back to that spot again. You people out on the internet, around the world, you've got to go back to where you left the Lord. You'll never get joy out of entertainment. You'll never get joy out of the things of the world, out of money, popularity, all of those things. You'll never get it. You've got to go back to where you left the Lord.
Amen.
Find out where you left him. Where did you lose your joy at? Where did you stop serving him? Go right back to the spot again. Start right there. Right where you left it at. There's where you'll find him. He'll be waiting, standing there, waiting to receive you. Isn't that beautiful?
Thank you, Lord.
The Lord wants you back, brother and sister. If you haven't got the joy you used to have, you say, Lord, there's something wrong here. Something's got in the mix. Something's corrupted and taken the joy off me. I try to prop it up with this and that. I get this and I get that, but it's not the joy of the Lord. Saints, we all need to go back to where we left the Lord. Ask God to restore the joy of his salvation into our hearts. The bride should be the happiest people on the face of the earth. The bride of Christ should be the happiest people on the face of the earth. We should be so happy to know the Lord's coming very soon. Are you ready to meet him? If you know you're ready to meet him, you should be the most happiest people, full of joy. We don't want to be held back. I love this prayer of David in Psalm 51:10. It's beautiful. Create in me a clean heart, O God. We need a clean heart. We can say a lot of words, but is our heart clean? Oh God, and renew a right spirit within me. Renew a right spirit. I have to do this every day, Sister Merle. I've got to check my heart every day. Cast me not away from thy presence. Cast me not away from the presence of the Holy Spirit. Take not thy Holy Spirit from me. David was desperate. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation and uphold me with thy free spirit. So it's restoration time. We are in the day of restoration. God's going to restore his bride before he can take them home. And we see people walking around morbid. No joy. Struggling. There's something wrong. You can't blame anybody else. Just get back to where you left them. The Bible says, Elisha shall restore all things. We know the scripture. And that which includes the joy of the Lord. Who wants their joy restored this morning?
Amen.
Real joy. It's not just clapping and I'm happy. Oh, God, man, brother and sister. It comes from inside. It's welling up with you, whether you're lying in your bed or wherever you are. The joy of the Lord is wonderful. Malachi 4 was sent to restore joy and strength to the church. Not a head full of knowledge. People thought Elijah sent a head full of knowledge. He didn't. He sent the joy of the Lord and the victory that's in Christ. Get us back to the original gospel. A church triumphant with great joy. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. It's joy unspeakable and full of glory. Do you know that one, Brother Charlie? You need to learn that one, brother. That's a good one. So how will it manifest in our lives? It will be seen by others. It will be shining from you unconsciously. When the joy of the Lord is in you, it will beam from you. You don't have to wear a sign, I have the joy of the Lord. You don't need that. It will be seen upon your face. It will manifest real worship and praise. Have you ever seen a joyful child? Who's seen a joyful child? Skipping around like a jack in a box. I tell you, they're so happy. They're talking, oh, look at this. Oh, this is great. You know, sorry, Tina, but that's my daughter back there. When she was a little girl, she wanted a little swimming pool, right? A little plastic one, that's the only ones I could buy. She wanted a little plastic swimming pool. And she said, would you get, until I couldn't take any more, she said, will you get me one, Dad? I said, I will get you a swimming pool. And you know what? She started living it right then. She said, oh, I'm going to swim. I'm going to go at this. Oh, she's running around. I'm going to have a swimming pool. Oh, and she was actually in the pool, but there was no pool. The joy was there. She had such a great joy for the swimming pool. Is that right, Tina? But you know, brother and sister, it was manifested. The joy was manifested because she has expectation that her father would do it. And if you believe that God, your heavenly Father, can do it for you, you'll have great joy.
Amen.
He's washed your sins away. He's healed every sickness in your body. Who believes that? Every sickness. I am the Lord that healeth thee. I believe if we just ask God to do it, he would do it for us. Praise be to God. Is that right, Brother Paul? Oh, he's just praying, I think. Loving the Lord. I want it. Who wants it? It'll be seen automatically. Like Tina was seen about the swimming pool. She lived it. She talked it. She never stopped. And when she got it, she was still talking about it, still swimming around, splashing around. But little children, they get excited. They are so full of it. You can't hold them down. They're like a jack in the box. They're just all over the place because they have a joy. That's what we need. We need to have the joy of the Lord in our midst, praising God. Do you love the Lord, Sister Pauline?
Amen.
Yeah, see, she does. And, you know, it's got to be real. It's got to be just flowing up within you. I want the Lord. I want his joy. Oh, I feel it's coming. Hallelujah, it's coming. And, brother and sister, we've got to be ready to receive it. And it brings all the glory, all the forgiveness of our sins and all the healing of our bodies and everything we have need of strength because the joy of the Lord is your strength. Be seen by others. Be shining from you unconsciously. It will manifest the real joy and praise. Have you ever seen, as I said, doesn't matter who it is, a child or a person, when they really have the joy about something, they can't hide it. You don't see them standing there. Have I told you I'm full of joy? But you know, people do that. They don't even know it. There's no joy whatsoever. They just say they have it. But when you've got joy in your heart, you can't stop it. It just flows out of you. Hallelujah. That's what I want. When the joy of the Lord is upon you, others are affected by it. When we have a clean heart, joy follows. If you've got a clean heart, joy will come into your life. Don't hide anything. Be open and honest with God and with one another. Not speaking bad things about each other. Don't do that. It'll kill it. It'll kill the joy if you speak against each other. I know you don't, right? You wouldn't speak against me, would you? You know, brother and sister, these things are real, actually. They actually are real. And God sees it. And when you speak against a brother and sister, you're speaking against the Lord. Because he's a part of them. They're a part of him. Psalm 32, verse 11. Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, ye righteous, and shout for joy, all ye that are upright in heart. There's got to be an uprightness. It cannot be a cover-up. It's got to be real. You've got to be genuine on the inside. That's what we come to church for. To rejoice with the joy of the Lord. Who thinks he's wonderful?
Amen.
Pretty good here, actually. We're getting better. You know, if we know the Lord is here, we should be very happy. The power of God will be manifested where there is true joy. Let the joy of the Lord be expressed through us in church. Don't just sit there. Give him praise that is due unto his name. If you know every sin is forgiven, there should be great joy. You know, Brother Brandon made this statement. It's pretty amazing, actually. I want you to listen to it carefully. That's the reason God's put this thing upon the church, this cold and dampness. We're going to other places for pleasure.
Oh.
We're going to other places for pleasure. The house of the Lord is the joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord is the joy of his people. He wants you to come to church and worship him and be happy and satisfied, giving praise and honor and glory and wisdom and might and power to God. He wants you to do that. You know, brother and sister, I would love to have to sing. Don't smile at me like that. I'd love to be able to sing. If God would just give me a voice, I'll tell you what, I'd be singing every Sunday. Until somebody told me not to. Brother and sister, I would love to worship and praise God. Who would like to do that?
Amen.
This is a beautiful quotation before we close. He says, I've been seen meetings. Brother Bram said, I've seen meetings where the power of God was revealed to the people, that they were free from the world and the things of the world. And the joy of the Lord filled the congregation. They stood and screamed and cried and shouted to the top of their voice for the glory of God. That's why I miss Brother Andrew here today. He used to praise the Lord. He didn't care what others did. He just said, Hallelujah, Lord. That's what we should be doing, is giving praise to God. And he says, they cried and shouted to the top of their voice for the glory of God. I never did see anything disorderly. No. They were always right in order because they had recognized that their names had been written on the Lamb's Book of Life before the foundation of the world.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. My name was written on the Lamb's Book of Life before the foundation of the world. Anyone else's? You know, we should say, thank you, Lord, for putting our name in the book. We didn't deserve it. He put it there because he loves you and he wants to redeem you and make sure you're there on that day. Let's say praise the Lord. That's it. Giving praise to his name for saving us. We're little rat bags. You know, we're just full of what we're born with, but he saved us unconditionally when he died at Calvary. Took all our judgment upon his precious body. You can't sit still when the joy of the Lord is upon you. You will rejoice. It's not normal to see a person full of joy sitting there glum and unexpressive. They're not full of joy. You know, we're just going to get rid of these coffee pots. You keep the coffee, but... these coffee pots. We don't want those coffee pots. We want the teacup pots that are smiling. Who loves the Lord? Some good smiles out there. It's starting to get better now. You know, it's reality, brothers and sisters. We're not joking. It's reality. So if you feel you need the strength from the Lord, have a checkup. See where you left the joy. The joy of the Lord is in your life. If it isn't, check up and see what the blockage is. There is a blockage. The blockage comes because we do things wrong that we should not be doing. We dabble with stuff we should not be doing. Samson thought it'd be all right with Delilah. He thought it's okay, you know, she loves me and all that, you know. But she was so wicked. He started dabbling with that lady. And he started dabbling with her and fooling around with her until he lost his strength. He had no more power. He lost his eyes too. And great sorrow filled his house. His heart. He had plenty of time in that, down in the grinding house, pushing that thing around to grind the corn, whatever it was. Had plenty of time to think about it. You start compromising with God's word and you start playing with the wrong things. Brother and sister, you're going to lose your eyesight. I'm not talking about natural eyesight. I'm talking about spiritual eyesight. You'll lose your joy. And you need the mercy of God to help you to get back to where you left off. May God help us all. Put it right with God. Put it under the blood of Jesus. And the joy of the Lord will flood into your soul. I want him to flood into my soul. You know, when the joy of the Lord is here, you don't have to have Brother Tim here or Brother Lisa. Come on, sing, sing, sing. That's Babylonians. Mate, you've got to sing happy, brothers and sisters. Smile, praise the Lord. No, when it's in there, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let the earth hear his voice. That's what we're going to do. Let the Spirit of the Lord come on you. Isn't that wonderful? Who wants that experience? The joy of the Lord is your strength. You need strength. You need the joy of the Lord. And stop the nonsense that's stopping the joy. May God bless us all. Shall we stand to our feet? Hallelujah. What's a good song we could sing, Sister June, Brother Peter? Make sure it's the same one. Oh, yeah, that's nice. Did you catch that, Nancy? Found complete. Who loves the Lord?
Amen.
The joy of the Lord is your strength. Now, don't just sing a song. Sing from your heart. I have found his grace is all complete. He supplieth every need. While I sit and learn at Jesus' feet, I'm free, yes, free indeed. Let's sing now. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory, full of glory,
full of glory and joy at speed. Full of glory and the harp has never yet been told. You know, brothers and sisters, before you go on, we've just said these things are true, but I haven't told you the harp, what's coming. So let's start rejoicing now. You people out there on the internet, don't just stare at the computer screen or wherever you're. You start rejoicing and praising God now. This is your opportunity. I have found the flesh I want. Right? It is joy and peace within. What a wondrous blessing. I am saved from an awful guilt of sin. Enjoy unspeakable and full of glory.
The Lord. See, that's another thing. It's got to come spontaneous. You just don't say, who loves the Lord? Oh, I do. It's too slow. Who loves the Lord? Amen. It comes like that. You know, the Lord works in a lot of wondrous ways. And I just said to Barbara, I said, look, I just looked up. Should have Howard asked me to come up and close, which he did, I pointed out here the song I was going to use. And then he opens up there, and it's, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. That's how God works. I was thinking about it before he even mentioned it. I didn't know what he was going to say, or even I was going to come up here. So we are going to sing, create in me a clean heart, O God. But something to be thrilled about. The Lord has shown me in a couple of days here how wonderful he is to us, because I was talking to him and then he just let me think this, and I'm telling you that the Lord Jesus Christ deals with multi millions of people all at once at the same time. Why? Because he's God. But you know what? When you call, whoever you is, around the world, here in Gisborne, New Zealand, when you call, he hasn't forgotten those millions that he's talking to, but he comes to you absolutely and utterly convinced that you are contacting him, and everybody else isn't forgotten, but he's only got time for you at that moment because you are calling him. Only God can do that. Only God. Create in me a clean heart, O God. Let's worship him in song. Create.
Christ's Spirit within me.
Save it. Kicks out Satan's and all his trouble and spirit, and the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, will come into you. Let's sing it all again, this one, and just know, and if you are in that position where you haven't done it, say, yes, Lord, I will receive that Holy Spirit and create in me a clean heart.
Create in me a clean heart.
Let it be.
Oh, God, and renew a right spirit within me. Create in me a clean heart.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Oh, God, and renew a right spirit.
Thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to us. Lord, we can't even come unto you except you first call us. And Lord, we've all been touched somewhere along the line, if it wasn't today, just now. It might have been last week, last year, 10 years ago. Lord, renew that spirit in our heart. We need to have the joy of the Lord in our heart. It needs to be spontaneous and alive. We want to be a testimony of you, Lord, to other people that don't yet know you. Lord, bless the people that have heard this service, Lord. Bless them wherever they are, because you are right there with them. And if they feel that you are, you are. Touch them, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for the luncheon and fellowship we're about to have. Thank you for the food. Thank you for supplying it. Bless the people that provided it. Lord, be with us this afternoon, and as we have our communion service, 1 o'clock, undertake for us all, Lord. We're very, very grateful for the love of God. We ask these things in Jesus' precious and holy name. Amen and amen. May the Lord bless you.